Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I'm very worried about Justin Bieber, and you know that. I'm a little bit of a believer. I am a Justin Bieber fan. I like him. I like his journey. I like the fact that he doesn't think he's too cool to be a Christian. He is very, very faithful. Faith-bound, and I like the guy, and I was really upset to see that he is suffering from some form of paralysis in his face. We wanted to understand a little bit more about it, also being a little bit of a hypochondriac, third generation. I just worry, and I keep testing, but my face seems to be moving okay, if this type of thing is something that we should be concerned about. Dr. Michael Hooth, he's a specialist, well, he's no longer with us, but he's a specialist neurologist from the Neurological Association of South Africa. He's going to be joining us as soon as we can get hold of him again. We need to understand this. What is going on? What is this? Do I need to worry about this? What is it? It's a syndrome, and it has affected Justin Bieber's face, and that really, really worries me. It's called Ramsey-Hunt syndrome, and this is something that we need to hear a little bit more about. Ronnie says, Justin Bieber's facial paralysis is caused by the wonderful COVID vaccine. And no, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. Wake up, people. Ronnie, you do not know that. Have you examined him? Do you know? Are you a doctor? Do you know the stuff? I don't know. Well, we're going to ask Dr. Michael Hooth that. Good morning. Can you hear us now?
Good morning, Howard. Yes, I can hear you. Good morning.
All right. So first of all, do we need to worry? You know that I'm a little bit of a hypochondriac. Is there any danger of this becoming a thing? And how do I know that I haven't got it?
You're talking about Ramsey-Hunt syndrome?
Yes.
No, there's no need for you to worry.
Okay, good.
It's not a transmissible, contagious, viral disease like COVID.
Right.
In that what it actually is a virus called the varicella zoster virus, which is the chickenpox virus. And all it is a reactivation of the chickenpox virus, which is exactly what happens when somebody has an illness called shingles. And it's shingles in the nerve that is involved in the control of the facial muscles. So what happens is that somebody gets chickenpox virus when they're younger, usually, and that virus will sit and live within, quite dormant and dormantly in the sensory nerve cell body and in that neuron, and it'll never go away. And when there's a time of stress, or when there's a time of, if you take, for example, cortisone, or if you do anything that causes a little bit of immune suppression, that virus may reactivate in that sensory nerve and then come out again, just like chickenpox does, in a little bit of a mini rash, a vesicular rash, in the area that that sensory nerve supplies. And that will be called shingles. And lots of people, I'm sure of your listeners, lots of your listeners have had shingles before. And there's a little bit of a rash in a certain area of the skin that's supplied by that sensory nerve. And usually it's responsive to medication that's used for this chickenpox virus, this varicella zoster virus. Sometimes what happens is that sensory components and other components of the facial nerve, or the nerve that is mostly a motor nerve to muscles of the face, is infected. And when a nerve gets infected with a virus, it'll swell up because of inflammation. Like anything that gets infected, it'll swell up and become inflamed. And since the facial nerve goes through a specific bony canal, it comes out of the brain through the skull and then splits up into little nerves that go to the muscles of the face on one side. But to get out of the skull to those muscles, it has to go through a little like tunnel, a bony tunnel, that's very, very tight around that nerve. So if, Howard, the nerve gets infected or inflamed, it'll swell up in that bony tunnel. And if it does so, there's a lot of pressure from the bony walls of that tunnel on the nerve, and that pressure damages the nerve, and then the nerve starts to malfunction and cannot work anymore. And if that happens in the facial nerve, you will get paralysis of the facial muscles of expression on the one side of the face. So your eye will not be able to close. You'll not be able to lift up your eyebrow. You will not be able to smile on that side.
Right.
Your, you know, food and liquid might fall out of that side.
Crazy.
It's very similar to a common illness that people call Bell's palsy. Which occurs also in a very similar fashion. The only difference between Ramsey-Hunt syndrome and Bell's palsy, which are both viral infections of the facial nerve, is that Bell's palsy is caused by a virus called the herpes simplex virus, whereas Ramsey-Hunt is caused by a virus called the varicella zoster virus. Both are herpes family viruses, but they are different viruses and they're treated differently. And the varicella zoster virus, which causes Ramsey-Hunt syndrome, gives a clue. The clue that it is Ramsey-Hunt and not Bell's palsy is that you get a little bit of a rash
when
you get a little bit of vesicles
and that's spots, a distinguishing
spots around
factor.
The ear.
Right.
Yeah. And then,
Ronnie's saying that Justin Bieber's facial paralysis is caused by the wonderful COVID vaccine. Wake up, people. Is there any study, is there any information to suggest this?
I don't believe that's the case with Justin Bieber. Like I said, everybody has a risk of reactivation of the varicella zoster virus, this chickenpox virus, and that can come through any means of immunosuppression. And certainly there isn't any association or large association between the vaccine and development of Ramsey-Hunt syndrome or shingles. Any type of immune challenge can cause shingles, but there's no specific connection between the COVID vaccine and shingles.
Right. So in fact, it's really more about the fact that you're immunosuppressed or there might be something else going on, and that allows this dormant virus to become active.
100%. That's exactly right, Howard. And then it just depends which nerve it chooses to become active or reactivate in. And that could happen on your leg, it could happen on your body, it could happen in your face. Or it could happen in the facial nerve. And if it happens in the facial nerve, then you're in trouble.
Right.
You're at risk, yes.
And
so
just
what we usually...
Yeah, right. You're not carry on.
What we usually do is we try to immediately, whether it's a Bell's palsy or Ramsey-Hunt syndrome, we try to, as soon as we know something is happening, we give high doses of cortisone to the patient in order to decrease that swelling of the nerve. Because the quicker and the earlier we can decrease the swelling, the less damage the nerve will occur.
Right. Okay. And how long, final question is, how long will this normally persist for?
So with viral infections of the facial nerve, whether it's a Bell's palsy or Ramsey-Hunt, one can have paralysis for 6 months or longer.
Wow.
In about, I would say, 10% or less of cases, one has significant permanent weakness. And a lot of cases, a lot more cases, have very, very mild weakness that's permanent, which you won't notice unless you're like a really adept at looking for, you know, facial paralysis. Like neurologists will notice, but not the average person. But most people will make a full recovery. And like I say, the earlier you treat it or the more aggressively you treat it, the better your chance of recovery. But there's definitely a waiting period of at least 6 months before one gets to the recovery period where the face starts to work again. And there can be numerous types of permanent complications, most of which are quite mild. Mild weakness and other types of problems with the facial nerve.
Dr. Michael Huth, specialist neurologist from the Neurological Association of South Africa, talking to us about the facial paralysis that Justin Bieber is suffering from.